best ingredients, don't serve your liver during its morning cleanse phase. Even lean, grass-fed, pasture-raised, local proteins, because of their fat content, will hold back your healing if you eat them in the morning. Remember, high-protein foods have a calorie source, and that source is fat. We think we're supposed to start the day with protein because that's supposed to help us feel full and fuel us for hours on end. Truth is, feeling full all morning can be deceptive. Regardless of how full your stomach is, regardless of whether you have an appetite or not, your blood sugar is going to drop an hour and a half to 2 hours after eating, or even sooner. For many with weakened livers or other sensitivities, such as neurological symptoms, blood sugar could drop after 45 minutes. That's why grazing is so critical to healing. If your blood sugar drops and your liver's glucose reserves are low to non-existent, like most people's are, your adrenals are going to be forced to produce excess adrenaline to compensate. Corrosive adrenaline that wears out your adrenals and strains your liver and nervous system. So it can actually be helpful when you feel hungry every couple of hours, because it's a signal to have a little snack and replenish your blood sugar. Fullness is also not a guarantee of a high-protein morning. I've spoken to plenty of people who said they felt constantly hungry on a high-protein diet. As we heard about in Chapter 13, that nagging hunger happens when you're not getting enough glucose, either because you're not consuming enough of it in the first place, or because the continually high levels of fats you're consuming are blocking your proper glucose absorption and storage. A morning that avoids radical fats and focuses on fresh, glucose-rich fruits, on the other hand, gives your liver a chance to collect and store the precious sugars it needs to keep your body running. For some, it may take some time to fill the empty glucose and glycogen storage banks inside the liver and brain, so it's critical to have patience if fruit doesn't have you feeling full from the get-go. If you're used to eating dense, rich, or heavy foods in the mornings, don't fear the liver rescue morning. Remember this: skipping fats does not mean skipping breakfast. You still get to eat, and you get to eat well as you're getting well. So many people have told me that switching over to a morning focused on hydration, mineral salts, and high-quality glucose has left them more satisfied than ever. The nutrients that you're delivering to your liver and nervous system with water-rich fruits and vegetables have a powerful effect. So does having license to eat more. When you're fueling yourself on green juices, smoothies, apples, melons, oranges, papayas, and other fruits, you don't need to limit your portions the way you do when bacon is your breakfast food. You get to eat to your heart's content, and then eat again a couple of hours later when your blood sugar needs another boost. In late morning, you can even go for some steamed potatoes, sweet potatoes, or winter squash for a really satisfying, glucose-rich, liver-healing snack. Chapter 39, Liver Rescue Recipes, will give you more ideas for good liver rescue morning breakfast items and snacks. Finally, it's a good idea to avoid caffeine and processed foods during your liver rescue morning. If you can skip these items on those mornings when you're trying to give your liver a break, you'll be doing your health a huge favour. The liver rescue morning is not only the best first step you can take in transforming the health of your liver, it's the best next step and the step after that. As you'll see in the following section, every day of the Liver Rescue 369 includes the liver rescue morning. It's that foundational. If you want, you can make this mini cleanse a constant in your life, choosing to give your liver a vacation every morning, Whether you're on the Liver Rescue 369 or not, after a lifetime of overloading it. If you prefer, you can use it like a maintenance tool in your back pocket, pulling it out whenever you feel your liver needs a tune-up. What you can count on, no matter how you choose to use it, is that it's not one of those fad ideas that will fall out of usefulness in 1 year or 10 or even 100. That's because the Liver Rescue morning is not simply an idea. It's not a theory. It's not a trend. It's a certainty that taps into the true nature of how your liver works and what it needs to thrive. Turn to it when you're looking for a little help, or turn to it in your greatest hour of need. No matter what, for the rest of your life, this Liver Rescue morning will be there for you. Mono eating. If you're really struggling digestively and you have serious hypersensitivities, you may not feel ready to try the Liver Rescue 369 that we're about to cover. Instead, you may want to try a technique I've recommended for decades called mono eating, in which you eat snacks and meals of only one food at a time. The mono here refers to one, not mononucleosis. For example, a day or more of eating only bananas and celery juice can be extremely helpful for people who react very easily with food-related symptoms. You could do a day of only papaya and celery juice. I've seen steamed potatoes, though not sweet potatoes, and celery juice all day serve as one of the better options for people who have a lot of unfriendly bacteria in their guts or whose intestinal tracts have been injured by food poisoning or stomach flu. You can even extend your mono eating for weeks or months until you recover your liver and intestinal tract. Mono eating is not for everyone. It's for people who have had certain toxins created by certain viruses within the liver, or who have gone through other digestive hardships that have given them unique intestinal and nervous system sensitivities. The nerves attached to the intestinal walls can become hypersensitive and contribute to symptoms such as anxiety, bloating and cramping, in addition to extreme discomfort when food passes through the digestive tract. For this group, mono eating can be tremendously helpful. It even saved my own life when I was a child, suffering from food poisoning. You may remember that story from Medical Medium. Spirit recommended that I mono eat pears, and they brought me back to life. Ever since, as one of the original creators of the mono eating way, many decades ago, I've recommended the approach and witnessed thousands recover from hypersensitivities with this technique. Over the years, others have learned about this concept, though that doesn't mean they know why someone becomes sensitive in the first place. From this book, you've discovered that a viral issue in the liver can lead to neurotoxins inside the intestinal lining, which no one out there knows, and that excess adrenaline can make those nerves hypersensitive as well. Plus, you've read about how food sensitivities can develop. With that knowledge, you're not stuck mono-eating forever. While it's a technique that can help you greatly right now, you also have a clear sense of your healing path, how you got here, and how to move forward. Liver Rescue 369. What do you get when you take all the benefits of the Liver Rescue morning and raise them to a whole new level, and then the next level, and then the ultimate level? You get the Liver Rescue 369, a 9-day eating plan made up of 3-day increments that gradually adjust your liver to letting go. Whereas the Liver Rescue morning on its own is about keeping up with daily life, the Liver Rescue 369 is about digging deeper. It's the plan to turn to if you're struggling with your health, stuck with any of the symptoms or conditions we examined in parts 2 and 3, concerned with prevention, or want to make up for those times in your life when you didn't know how to care for your liver. It's the key that unlocks getting better. The Liver Rescue 369 begins with a 3-day preparation phase, which I call the three, and this is integral. You won't serve yourself by skipping ahead to the plans for the later days, because your liver needs this gear-up time to benefit from everything that's to follow. During the next 3 days, when you're in the six, the internal cleansing begins. This is when your liver gets to unpack some of its old storage bins of toxins, fats, and viral waste matter it's been holding for months or years, reaching more deeply than it gets to in your normal life. And during the final 3 days, when you're in the nine, your liver gets to let go, sending multitudes of troublemakers into your bloodstream for delivery out of your body. It's the stage that completes the Liver Rescue 369 and the stage that helps you finally move the needle on your health. The number structure of this cleanse is not arbitrary. Anatomically and physiologically, the liver runs on threes, with many pockets of cells inside the liver grouped in round-pointed triangles. Liver lobules are in the shapes of hexagons, which medical research and science do know. The six-sided lobule is a reminder of our mortal existence, because the liver is a key, critical aspect of a living, breathing human body. Lobules are not seven-sided, because the number seven represents everything outside the human body. The liver also runs on an undiscovered 9-heartbeat cycle. With every 9 beats, enough blood runs through the liver to bring in a fresh batch of nutrients and flush out a bundle of waste. All of this means that your liver communicates and resonates with threes, sixes, and nines on a larger scale too, just as you heard about in regard to cell renewal in Chapter 34, Liver Myths Debunked. Similarly to how your liver anticipates your indulgence patterns, like cocktails and fried foods every Friday night, so that it can protect you and save your life, your liver also reads the signals of when you're offering it true assistance. When you give your liver relief for 3 days, for example, your liver tags it and logs it as a pattern of three, cautiously beginning to get itself ready to let go. With another 3 days, it registers that it's being given the chance to start the process of internal cleansing. And with a final 3 days, the liver really falls into rhythm and gets in tune with releasing toxins it's held onto in order to shield you. It reads the signals of when you're offering it assistance over 3 years, 6 years, and 9 years too. Aligning yourself with these 3-day liver care increments that add up to 9 put the organ into a deep cleanse state that can't be achieved with 7-day, 12-day, 14-day, 17-day or 21-day detoxes or other random number schemes based on man-made ideals. Nobody realizes that for cleansing that's all about honoring your liver, it needs to be constructed around threes in order to safely release the levels of toxins we've built up in this modern world. If you're wondering about the 28-day healing cleanse from Medical Medium, that's geared for a mild cleanse state that helps the liver detox very, very gently while helping alleviate many health problems all at once on a flexible schedule. That protocol is not dependent upon a number of days, whereas the Liver Rescue 369 is, because it's about cracking the code of the liver, lining up with its true essence and allowing for deep liver cleansing by opening the liver's floodgates in a safe, non-hazardous way. This is a whole different ballgame. If you work Monday through Friday, a landmark way to approach this cleanse is to begin on a Saturday and end the next Sunday. That way, you'll have the first weekend to ease into the eating plan, as well as shop for ingredients and prepare food for the week ahead. Then you'll have the time and space of the second weekend to attend to the most potent days of the cleanse. If your week is structured differently, or if your preference is to begin on another day for any other reason, then go ahead and start your Liver Rescue 369 whenever you'd like. It's about fitting it into your life and supporting you. Speaking of supporting you, one of the beauties of the Liver Rescue 369 is that it protects your adrenal glands. Unlike so many cleanses that make you go hungry, forcing your adrenals to squeeze out excess adrenaline and putting your liver through even more strain in the process of mopping it up, the Liver Rescue 369 doesn't wreck these precious glands because it doesn't starve you. If you're worried about hunger pangs on this plan, you can release your fear. You don't need to limit yourself to set portion sizes, and snacks are not only allowed, they're part of it. Even though the Liver Rescue 369 does lower dietary fat to take some burden off your liver, it does it a little at a time, and to balance that, you get to fill yourself up with other delicious flavors. Eat plenty on the Liver Rescue 369. Stock up so you have an abundance of fresh, healing foods at your fingertips. Feed yourself well. It's what will best serve your adrenals, your liver, and you. Please note that during the Liver Rescue 369, you don't need to take the healing supplements from the previous chapter. If you're already on some of those supplements and you want to continue them, you're welcome to do so. Otherwise, know that the cleanse is almost like its own supplement for the liver, giving it the support it needs to do its full job so you can skip the supplements during the 9 days. If you're staying on supplements, you'll most likely find it best not to take them on day 9, when you'll be enjoying mostly liquids. If you're on medication, please consult with your doctor about its use. Your liver is very responsible and won't release a lifetime of toxins and accumulated fat in one cycle of the Liver Rescue 369. That would overwhelm your system and ultimately strain your liver, which would defeat the whole point. Rather, it releases as much as it possibly can safely and then holds on to the rest to let go of it in the future. If you're feeling very poorly and you want that future to be now, then after finishing one cycle of the Liver Rescue 369, you may find you want to roll directly into another, starting over again at day 1 and cycling through the 9 days as many times as you'd like until your symptoms have moved on. If you're seeking more gradual changes in your health, you may find that you want to try the Liver Rescue 369 once a month instead, with some liver rescue mornings in between for maintenance. As I mentioned in the Troublemakers chapter, it's ideal to try the Liver Rescue 369 at least once every 2 to 3 months if you suspect you're dealing with a decent amount of troublemakers in your liver. Or you may find that one go-round gave you just what you were looking for at this time in your life. The choice is yours. Make the Liver Rescue 369 and the Liver Rescue Morning part of your life, and right away you'll start seeing and feeling the benefits. If you keep coming back to them, you'll help secure the process of your cells renewing for the better over time. By the point when 9 years have come around since you first started caring for your liver, you'll be remade, a healthier, more vital version of you. This first phase is like the countdown you give someone jumping off a diving board. It's not meant to be a drastic plunge. Rather, it's the beginning of a cycle. Without this adjustment period, the full cycle of the cleanse can't be as effective or successful. Bypassing the three is like showing up for a test without studying. It's a mistake that many of the man-made trial-and-error cleanses out there make, putting the liver in the hot seat and forcing it to perform under pressure with no preparation phase. The liver can't operate with confidence in a situation like that. When it comes time to turn in the exam, it will be with hesitance, knowing the teacher will flip through the pages to find incomplete results. In order for that delivery to go well, for poisons and pathogens to be ushered out of the body effectively later on in the cleanse, the beginning especially needs to be kind to your liver. We can't give the liver too much to handle right away, or put it in a position where it's forced to give your brain and heart too much to handle. You'll start each of the 3 days simply, with 16 ounces of your choice of lemon or lime water to flush your liver's accumulated waste from the night before out of your system. If you're a devoted fan of morning celery juice, you're welcome to enjoy that 30 minutes after the lemon or lime water. The rest of each day is mostly up to you. As long as you follow the guidelines I'm about to mention, make your morning a liver rescue morning, and get in your hydrating, glucose-rich, liver-cleansing apple snacks. Let's talk about those apple snacks. On day one, you'll incorporate 2 apples with 1 to 4 dates into your afternoon. On day two, you'll add an apple in the morning and continue with 2 apples and 1 to 4 dates in the afternoon. And on day three, you'll increase to 2 apples in the morning, followed by the 2 afternoon apples with 2 to 4 dates this time. You don't need to eat your dates and apples whole. You can blend them both into smoothies or enjoy them in the recipes Apples with Caramel Dip from Life Changing Foods, Apple Porridge with Cinnamon and Raisins from Thyroid Healing, or the Caramel Apple Rings or Liver Rescue Apple Sauce recipes from the following chapter of this book. If you react to raw apples or find them difficult to chew, cooked apple sauce is a perfect substitute. Just make sure that if it's not homemade, you select a high-quality organic apple sauce with no additives, such as sneaky citric acid, added sugar, or natural flavors. We underestimate the power of the apple because it's so commonplace. If you were given an apple in your lunchbox as a kid, did you eat it? Or did you try to trade it or throw it away? When was the last time you ate a whole apple? It may feel more recent than it really was. With shiny piles of apples at the grocery store and apple imagery everywhere, we're so used to seeing them that we think they're more a part of our lives than we've really let them be. Like pouring a glass of water and then letting it sit on the desk and forgetting to drink it, we fool ourselves into thinking we're eating apples because of their constant proximity. Despite the apple a day saying, it's rare that someone eats 1 apple every day, never mind 2, 3, or 4. So we don't get a chance to witness what this fruit can do. That will change when you've completed the Liver Rescue 369 and consumed 21 apples or more in 9 days. Bringing apples into your life in quantity is transformative. Dates have a special place as apples afternoon sidekick in this plan because they rev up the engine of the liver in a beneficial way. There are 2 types of liver heat. Unproductive liver heat that's a result of a toxic, sluggish, overworked liver and unhealthy foods, and productive liver heat that gently warms up the organ, preparing it to detox. Dates create that 2nd type of liver heat, the medicinal kind you want, which is why this food is part of both the 3 and the 6, those periods when you're giving your liver as much support as possible so it can go the distance when it reaches the 9. If it doesn't work to get your dates in at the same time you're eating your afternoon apples, that's fine. Just make sure to get them in you at some point. And if you don't enjoy dates, you don't have access to any, or you want to mix up the routine, mulberries, dried or fresh, raisins, grapes, and figs, dried or fresh, in that order, can all stand in for dates as beneficial liver warmers. You can swap in a handful of whichever you choose to substitute for the dates. If you're hungry after dinner, turn to an apple or applesauce again. And an hour before you go to bed, make sure you get in another 16 ounces of lemon or lime water, as well as a mug of hibiscus or lemon balm tea. These evening liquids may mean you need to visit the bathroom a few times in the night. It's worth it for the extra hydration and cleansing of your system. Now, let's cover the overall guidelines of the 3. To begin with, you'll be cutting down on dietary fat. Whatever amount of radical fat you eat on an average day, cut it by at least half. Much of this is already taken care of by following the liver rescue morning. By skipping your usual morning radical fats, such as yogurt, nutty granola, avocado toast, buttered toast, smoothie with coconut milk or whey protein powder, bacon, eggs, sausage, pancakes, waffles, or creamy coffee drinks, you'll already be reducing your fat intake by a lot. Plus, you're going to take it a step further by holding off on radical fats altogether until dinner time. If cutting out radical fats in the morning and afternoon alone doesn't bring your fats down by 50% for the day, then think about halving some of your other usual portions of radical fats and increasing your helpings of fruits, vegetables, potatoes, squash, leafy greens, lentils, quinoa, or millet to compensate. If you're used to adding olives to salads, for example, throw in half as many and add some chickpeas and chopped tomatoes instead. If you enjoy grilled salmon for dinner, serve yourself less than usual and heap your plate with lentil tacos or ratatouille. Also, be mindful of dressings, sauces, dips, and oils, which are often much higher in fat than we realize, and reduce them accordingly. For satisfying dishes and snacks that aren't high in dietary fat, turn to the liver rescue recipes. One major reason to cut down on fats during the 3 is to give your liver a breather from relentless bile production, so it can restore bile reserves. Freed up from processing so many fats, it can put its energy into getting you ready to detox. Another reason is so that you can get the glucose you need. As we've examined, eating less fat allows your liver to absorb glucose better, and building up your glucose and glycogen reserves is vital for the liver's hard work during the 9 of propelling poisons out of itself. As in the liver rescue morning, potatoes, sweet potatoes, and winter squash are great, glucose-rich foods to eat during the 3 to build up fuel in your liver. If you enjoy animal products, stick to one serving of them, eaten only at dinner. Make sure it's a serving of lean, organic, free-range, or wild meat, fowl, or fish, so that it has the best chance of supporting your health during these transition days. If you're raw and plant-based, you can continue to eat raw for all 9 days of this cleanse. Finally, there are some foods you'll want to avoid altogether during the entire 9 days. Gluten, dairy, eggs, lamb, canola, and pork products. For more on why these will hold back your healing, revisit chapter 36. For some, following the 3 won't feel much different from the norm. For others, it will take a bit of adjustment. If eating a little differently from normal feels annoying, remember that it's only temporary. Find others online who are doing it at the same time. Enlist your family and friends to try it with you. And whenever you start to get a craving for greasy pizza or mac and cheese, read over this section again to tap into the why of what you're doing. That why makes all the difference. Before you know it, all 9 days will be over and you'll be looking back on your Liver Rescue 369, remembering only how amazing it made you feel. Now we reach the middle, your liver's prime time to clean. You'll begin each day, just like during the three, with a big 16-ounce glass of lemon or lime water to flush your system. Half an hour later, you'll bring in 16 ounces of fresh, plain celery juice, unless, that is, you have an issue with celery juice, in which case substitute fresh, plain cucumber juice. Make it yourself or order it fresh from your local juice bar. Celery juice. How much can I praise this alkalizing, life-giving tonic? Taken on its own with no fillers or add-ins, on an empty stomach, it strengthens your digestion of everything you eat for the rest of the day. Over time, it restores hydrochloric acid levels in the stomach for better long-term digestion. It helps balance blood pressure and blood sugar and provides your body with valuable vitamins, minerals, electrolytes, and digestive enzymes while it hydrates on a deep cellular level. It also starves pathogens and contains mineral salts with undiscovered disinfectant properties that make them actively antiviral and antibacterial to unproductive bugs in the body. For the liver in particular, celery juice contains cluster salts, subgroups of sodium that bind onto neurotoxins, dermatoxins, and other viral waste, as well as troublemakers that are not pathogen-related, and draw them out of the liver. The white blood cells of the liver's personalized immune system also add the cluster salts to their cell membrane coatings, making them stronger, more durable, and toxic to viruses. Basically, celery's cluster salts give them a field of armor against pathogens. That's why you want to start your day with this life-changing tonic for the remainder of the Liver Rescue 369. Celery juice is a medicinal, not a caloric drink, so you'll want to be sure to follow it up with breakfast, the Liver Rescue smoothie. Make one serving or more, depending on how hungry you are, and have it whenever you'd like throughout the morning, as long as you've given the celery juice at least 20 minutes to work its magic beforehand. This delicious blend of red pitaya and other healing fruit will nourish your liver with bioavailable glucose and critical antioxidants. The liver thrives on the deep red of the pitaya and the deep purplish-reddish blue of the wild blueberries, if you go with option A. The depth of those colours means they're abundant with undiscovered antioxidants to bring the liver back to life. Ready-to-use pitaya, also known as dragon fruit, and wild blueberries are both available in the frozen fruit section of many grocery stores, or you can order frozen pitaya, pitaya powder, or wild blueberry powder online. If you're not a fan of banana, you can substitute papaya, or leave out an extra fruit altogether and simply blend pitaya with the other ingredients in the smoothie option you choose. If you have no access to pitaya or a strong aversion to it, you can resort to wild blueberries in its place or, in a pinch, blackberries, regular cultivated blueberries, or frozen cherries. In order to get the healing benefits your liver needs during the six, you want to make sure you get those anthocyanins into your morning one way or another. For lunch, you'll move on to a liver rescue salad with steamed vegetables, specifically steamed asparagus on days 4 and 5, and steamed asparagus plus Brussels sprouts on day 6. Dinner will be very similar. Salad with steamed asparagus on day 4, steamed Brussels sprouts on day 5, and steamed asparagus plus Brussels sprouts on day 6. You're welcome to eat them raw if you prefer. Just make sure that either raw or steamed, you don't prepare them with oil during the cleanse. As you heard about in the previous chapter, asparagus and Brussels sprouts are incredible liver-healing foods. Eating them in this kind of quantity allows for a deeper cleanse. The sulfur in Brussels sprouts is a powerful liver-purging compound. Once you've eaten a Brussels sprout, its sulfur leaves your intestinal tract and goes straight up to your liver to do its good. Asparagus contains a similar, though not identical, chemical compound that travels directly to the liver and triggers a purging effect. If fresh asparagus and Brussels sprouts aren't available, find them in the frozen food aisle and stock up so that you'll have plenty on hand. Don't worry if you can only find conventional. They're so beneficial to the liver that it outweighs any downsides to eating non-organic asparagus and Brussels sprouts. You can either steam the vegetables just before your meal or prepare them ahead of time and enjoy them cold on top of your salad. Again, you can enjoy them fresh and raw if you'd prefer, and you can even juice some of the raw asparagus if you'd like. We're not talking a little side dish of vegetables here. We're talking hearty portions. Make a nice, big liver rescue salad and then heap on the asparagus and or Brussels sprouts and drizzle plenty of fresh squeezed lemon, lime or orange juice or orange vinaigrette dressing on top. Fill up. You may find yourself the most full and satisfied you've ever been on this cleanse. That's in part because asparagus and Brussels sprouts are appetite suppressors. When you consume them, your liver is aware that you're doing something for it, since they send it the message to cleanse. Upon receiving that message, the liver releases an unknown hormone-based chemical compound into the bloodstream and drives it up to the brain to shut down appetite and also to the adrenals to calm them and stop them from becoming alarmed so the liver can cleanse appropriately. It's another of the over 2,000 undiscovered chemical functions of the liver. At no point in this cleanse should you force food down the hatch if you're overly full. Just don't hold back if you're hungry. Between lunch and dinner, turn to apples or applesauce and dates or their substitutes. This time adding celery for extra blood sugar support and liver cleansing abilities. If you make your own celery juice, you can give yourself a hand by setting aside these celery sticks when you're prepping celery for juice in the morning. Munch on additional fruits and vegetables if you're still hungry in the afternoon. Find inspiration in the healing foods and snack ideas in this audiobook. After dinner, you have the same option as in the three of an apple or applesauce, if you're hungry. Then an hour before bed, have another 16 ounces of lemon or lime water and a mug of hibiscus or lemon balm tea. As in the three, you'll follow the liver rescue morning protocol during the 6 to give your liver that special early support. This time, you'll continue that support by avoiding radical fats for the entire day and night. Nuts, seeds, oil, olives, coconut, avocado, animal products. Save them for your post-cleanse life. At this point, if you consumed those fats, it would break the cleanse. It would be as if you were scrubbing dishes and someone dumped grease into your sink. It would require starting over in order to truly get the plates clean. For your liver to navigate the 6 and the 9 successfully, It needs to be free from the interruption of being forced to backtrack and process radical fats. Your liver will still produce bile to keep your body functioning during this time. It just won't need to produce the same strength bile for dissolving radical fats. By avoiding them, you allow your liver to use its energy to cleanse on a level it can't otherwise. Remember, it's very difficult for the liver to cleanse on a deep level on a diet that's high in fat. Rather than relying on some of your usual favorite foods as you did in the three, you'll stick to fruits and vegetables in the six. The nutrient density of this healing fuel is exactly what your body needs at this point. Avoiding foods that take a little more effort to digest is well worth the effort of passing on them during this part of the cleanse. To compensate, as I keep saying, you get to eat. Remember this, you're not going to be a hero by eating tiny portions, so don't skimp during the six. You won't do yourself or anyone else any favors by getting through the whole morning on one little glass of smoothie. You won't save the world by proving that you can function on two Brussels sprouts and a leaf of lettuce. Don't starve yourself. If you do, you'll starve your liver. And what your liver needs desperately at this stage is fuel. Your liver needs the calories. In the three, you increased your glucose intake in order to perk up your liver's functioning. Now it needs the foods from the six chart as diggers and cleaners, so it can be ready for its time to shine. The nine. Here we are. The moment your liver has been waiting for, basically, its whole life. That means it's the moment you've been waiting for too, because what makes your liver happy makes you happy. When your liver unburdens itself at this stage, you'll be amazed at the positive influence it can have on both your body and your mood. The ripple effect from here on out, the people who see the change in you, the further changes you're inspired to make in your life, will be profound and far-reaching. Who knows whose lives you're going to touch with your improved health? Who knows what you'll get to do now? Over the past 6 days, you've been warming up your liver's engine and building its reserves, getting it ready so that here, in the nine, it would have the power to drive out junk, garbage, and poison it's been holding on to for years. This goes far beyond the liver rescue morning's ability to process out daily waste. These liquid-heavy 3 days are completely new territory. Days 7 and 8 will follow the same morning routine as days 4, 5, and 6. Lemon or lime water, followed by celery juice, followed by liver rescue smoothie. At lunch on days 7 and 8, you'll go for delicious, nourishing spinach soup over cucumber noodles. While zucchini noodles are popular and a great alternative to wheat on other days, cucumber noodles are what you want at this stage because they're easier to digest. Raw zucchini can be a little tough on the stomach, and we want to go very easy on the gut during the nine so the body's energy can be put into elimination. Over these 3 days, your liver is going to be excreting packages of waste for delivery out of the body, so everything needs to be in service of that. Spinach soup over cucumber noodles is perfectly in service, as it supports your adrenals. You'll find the full soup recipe in Thyroid Healing. If you like to keep things simple, all you need to do is blend raw spinach, tomatoes, garlic, a chopped stick of celery, and some fresh squeezed orange juice, along with any herbs you enjoy. It makes a remarkably rich and tasty meal. Since the liver's engine is well warmed at this point, your afternoon snack will skip the dates. This time, instead, you'll focus on hydration and flushing toxins by sipping another 16-ounce glass of celery juice, followed 20 minutes later by at least 2 apples or 2 servings of applesauce with sliced cucumbers and celery sticks. Feel free to make all your celery juice at once in the morning, setting aside this second serving in the fridge if you don't have the time or inclination to fire up the juicer twice in one day. You can also get your celery juice from a juice bar, ordering both servings at once and saving the second one for now. Dinner on day 7 may take you by surprise. Steamed potatoes, sweet potatoes, or winter squash accompanied by steamed asparagus and/or Brussels sprouts, and an optional liver rescue salad. If you're someone who likes to eat only raw, make your dinner a liver rescue salad with plenty of sweet fruit such as papaya, mango, or even banana. If you're going to put banana in your salad, leave out tomato. These foods need a little time apart to allow for better nutrient absorption. We bring in these special comfort foods of potatoes, sweet potatoes, or winter squash to help moderate the cleanse. Here at the beginning of the 9, toxins are starting to be released, and this meal of cooked healing foods slows down that process just a bit so you don't get overwhelmed by detox symptoms. Remember, this isn't a reckless cleanse. We want to honour the load your liver has been bearing and not give it too much to handle by releasing everything at once. Dinner on day 8 will pare back to asparagus and/or Brussels sprouts, preferably both, steamed or raw, with an optional liver rescue salad to encourage more cleansing now that your body's had a chance to adjust. The evening snack options for days 7 and 8 continue to be more apple or apple sauce if you're not sick of it at this point. Then you want to get in that lemon balm or hibiscus tea an hour before bed again, along with an additional 16 ounces of lemon or lime water or even plain water. And then you get to day 9, a day of liquids to send on their way any remaining poisons that the liver unearthed during the 6. You'll start with 16 ounces of lemon or lime water as usual. You'll follow that half an hour later with 16 to 20 ounces of celery juice. Then, over the course of the rest of the day, you'll want to get in 2 16 to 20 ounce servings of cucumber apple juice, as much blended melon, blended papaya, or fresh squeezed orange juice as you'd like whenever you get hungry. And an early evening 16 to 20 ounce serving of celery juice. Feel more than free to make or buy all the fresh juice at once in the morning and save your later servings in the fridge. And if you're very petite and can't get this much liquid in you, you can lower the serving sizes of the juices, so long as you don't underdo it. You want to make sure you get enough of those precious nutrients to support your body as it does its hard work of elimination. In between it all, make sure you're sipping water, ideally with a squeeze of lemon or lime in it, or plain if that's what you can handle. You don't want to go overboard with drinking water, since you're getting in so many other liquids. What you need is at least a good 8 ounces every 3 hours. A note on water. Avoid water with a high pH. Although this alkalized water is marketed as a cure-all, the truth is that it throws your body out of balance. Revisit chapter 34 for more on this. For the cucumber apple juice, make it a 50-50 blend, unless you don't like either cucumber or apple, in which case you can increase the amount of whichever one of those you prefer, so that you end up with a 25-75 or 75-25 blend. Go with the apples of your choice. Don't be afraid that you need to stick with Granny Smith's. While that's a good type of apple, there are so many other great ones that offer the medicinal benefits of their red skins: Braeburn, Gala, Red Delicious, Fuji, Honeycrisp, Pink Lady, and more. Explore what's available in your area and have fun trying different types. And don't be afraid of those skins. Keep them on when you juice the apples for maximum benefit. If raw apple doesn't work for you, it's not the end of the world if you do straight cucumber juice instead. While it will be lacking in calories, you can get glucose and calories from the blended fruit. One important distinction that makes this day of fluids different from the juice fasts or cleanses you might have tried before is that the blend of the celery, cucumber and apple that you're getting throughout day 9 has the right balance of mineral salts, potassium and natural sugar to stabilize your glucose levels as your body cleanses itself of toxins. On this final day, when your body's working so hard to make you better, it's as important as ever to safeguard your adrenals. And that's just what Day 9's special tonics do. If you can, take it easy today. Think about saving certain commitments for another time. Maybe you can schedule Day 9 as a sacred rest day, or a day with at least some rest in it. At minimum, be mindful of all your liver's doing for you during this period. Take a moment to pause and think about your liver and try the hands-on liver flushing technique at the end of this chapter. This is the end of your liver's great big plunge into the depths of purification, and it's doing beautifully. So are you. You'll be finishing the day as you have the previous 8. Lemon or lime water plus hibiscus or lemon balm tea for that nourishing, hydrating flush of your system. Every time it has you running to relieve yourself in the night, remember, you're saying goodbye to that much more of what doesn't serve you. That's it. 9 days, just a little over a week, and you'll be in a very different place in your life. Physically, yes, as well as emotionally and spiritually. In tune now with your liver's healing secrets, you'll finally get to move forward. Transition time. Because the Liver Rescue 369 protected your adrenals, you can get back to life afterward without feeling like all the energy's been squeezed out of you. In fact, you may be feeling so great that it will be easy to forget your liver still likes TLC. If you're able, take a couple of extra steps to honour everything your liver has just done for you. For your first post-cleanse day, begin with the liver rescue morning. You don't want to put your liver in shock by breaking your cleanse with chocolate cake, pork, chicken or even an egg white omelette. Liquids and high-quality glucose are more in line with what your liver needs at this point. In addition, see if you can avoid radical fats, such as coconut, avocado, oil, nuts, seeds, and animal products. Instead, focus on fruits and vegetables from Chapter 37 and liver rescue recipes for your entire first day back. It's a great chance to use up any leftover potatoes, sweet potatoes, winter squash, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, and the like. If you can get one celery juice and at least one apple into your day, all the better. These measures will help stabilize your system as it adjusts to coming out of the cleanse. On your second post-cleanse day, see if you can try the liver rescue morning again. Later in the day is a good time to reintroduce radical fats. Stick to one serving, either of animal protein or plant-based fats. If you're a big fan of both, go with one little serving of each. Again, this is a great day to turn to those liver rescue recipes in the next chapter for meal and snack ideas. As we covered, you may decide to keep going through some more cycles of the Liver Rescue 369 rather than transitioning out right away. If you're dealing with serious symptoms or illness, for example, or if you have a lot of weight to lose, you can take this longer term. When you eventually come out of it, remember the tips just mentioned. Your liver will be so relieved by these kindnesses that you pay it during re-entry that you'll serve your long-term health that much more. As you continue on your way, you're also welcome to keep any habits you've enjoyed from the Liver Rescue 369. The Liver Rescue smoothie for breakfast, apples in the afternoon, hibiscus tea before bed, or any other ideas from the past 9 days. If you liked it, it's yours to use again and again. Now, pat yourself on the back. Give yourself a congratulations. You're a Liver Rescue 369er now, and that means more than you'll ever know. Heavy metal detox. If heavy metals are a concern for you, focus on getting those out once you've been through a cycle of the Liver Rescue 369. At that point, your heavy metal detox efforts will be more effective than ever. The Liver Rescue 369 is about addressing the broad group of troublemakers that limit the liver. As part of that, the liver will eliminate some heavy metals during the cleanse, and not just any cleanse would do that. Most importantly, this cleanse gets other poisons and toxins out of the liver so that you can more successfully detoxify toxic heavy metals afterward. Freed up from other troublemakers following the cleanse, your liver and other parts of your body will be able to deliver deeper pockets of metals for extraction. Pockets that you couldn't have gotten to before. It does take the right measure to detox heavy metals in your post-cleanse life, consuming wild blueberries, cilantro, barley grass juice powder, spirulina, and Atlantic dulse every day. This combination is a responsible, effective way to drive heavy metals out of the body, as these foods work as a special team unlike any other. The heavy metal detox smoothie recipe in Thyroid Healing is an efficient, delicious way to get all 5 foods in one go. It's not only the liver that's held back by heavy metals. Metals are also present in people's brains, holding them back in life. What's great about the smoothie is that it's effective at extracting heavy metals from both places. You can use this heavy metal detox technique long term after you've tried the Liver Rescue 369 to help free yourself of these pernicious troublemakers. Hands-on liver flushing technique. Here's a way to heighten the effects of the Liver Rescue 369. For each of the 9 days, take 5 minutes to lie down with your hand over your liver. If you can do this at home, in a moment of peace, that's great. If all you can grab is 10 seconds sitting at your desk or in a parking lot, that works too. Rest your hand on the front right-hand side of your upper abdomen, around the area of your lower ribcage. You can even gently walk your fingers along your last rib, going across your abdomen. All along, there are wake-up pressure points for your liver. Now, very gently press. Don't poke the liver area with your whole hand. Find an anatomy illustration if you need a good visual of what your liver looks like and where in your abdomen it's situated. Let yourself connect with your liver. If you'd like, envision that you're breathing white light into your liver. With your hand and your attention, you're giving it permission to cleanse. If you have more than a few seconds, move on and envision your liver as your dearest, closest friend. A long-lost friend who knows you better than anyone else. Your hand is an offer of compassion and reassurance. Connect yourself with your peaceful nature and then send that message of peace to your liver. Acknowledging your liver with this hands-on flushing technique makes a profound difference in connecting the dots of all the steps you're taking to care for it. Liver Rescue Recipes. Juices, teas, and broth. Liver Rescue Juice. makes 2 servings. Juices are a wonderful way to get in many of the most powerful liver-healing ingredients in a quick and easy-to-digest form. Even better, you can customize this juice until you find your favorite taste combinations. You may find you like an unexpected combination, such as the addition of dandelion greens or radishes. Take 2 apples, 2 cups of coarsely chopped pineapple, 1 inch of ginger, 1 bunch of celery, 1 cup of loosely packed parsley. Additional options you may like are 1 cup of sprouts, 4 small radishes, 1 cup of loosely packed dandelion greens. Run the apples, pineapple, ginger, celery, and parsley through a juicer. Choose any or all of the optional additions and run them through the juicer as well. Enjoy immediately for best results and store any leftover juice in an airtight container in the fridge. Tips: alternatively, blend all of the ingredients together in a high-speed blender until liquefied, and then strain through a nut milk bag or cheesecloth. Hibiscus lemonade makes 2 servings. This hibiscus lemonade is just as gorgeous as it is delicious. It's the perfect show-stopping beverage for your next gathering. And it's also simple enough to enjoy any time. Try freezing it into ice cubes and keeping them on hand to make a beautiful hibiscus-infused water on demand. You'll need 4 cups of water divided, 2 teaspoons of dried hibiscus, sea tips, 1/2 cup of fresh lemon juice, 4 tablespoons of raw honey, sea tips. Bring 1 cup of water to a boil in a small saucepan. Remove the water from the heat and add the dried hibiscus. Allow the resulting hibiscus tea to steep for at least 10 minutes and then strain the tea into a mug and place it in the fridge to cool. In a medium bowl, whisk together the remaining 3 cups of water with the lemon juice and honey until the honey has completely dissolved and a smooth lemonade has formed. When the hibiscus tea has cooled, stir it into the lemonade base and enjoy. Tips: store-bought tea bags can be used as well when loose dried hibiscus is not available. Use 1 hibiscus tea bag in place of 1 teaspoon of dried hibiscus. Alternatively, maple syrup can be used in place of honey. Start by using 3 tablespoons of maple syrup and adjust until the desired sweetness is reached. This recipe is for a beautiful light lemonade that anyone can enjoy. If you're looking for even more medicinal benefits, try using up to 2 more tablespoons of dried hibiscus for a stronger hibiscus lemonade with a powerfully tart flavour. Lime water makes 1 serving. While it sounds simple, don't let that make you overlook lime water as part of your daily routine. This powerful hydration takes only seconds to prepare and is extremely beneficial for everyone. It not only brings your water to life, it tastes great too. Take 2 limes and 2 cups of water. Squeeze the juice of both limes into the water, sip, and enjoy. Tips: limes travel well. When you're on the road, you can always throw a few limes into your bag so that you can make this hydrating drink anytime. Cranberry water makes 2 servings. This cranberry water is a simple and perfect balance of tart and sweet. It's easy to make, beautiful to look at, and a delicious way to bring the amazing properties of cranberries into your day. It's made with 4 cups of water, 1 cup of fresh cranberries, 3 tablespoons of lime juice, 2 tablespoons of raw honey. Blend the water and cranberries together until well combined. Strain the resulting cranberry water through a sieve or nut milk bag and into a medium-sized bowl. Whisk the lime juice and raw honey into the cranberry water until the raw honey has completely dissolved. Serve and enjoy. Tips: frozen cranberries may be used in place of fresh cranberries. Simply thaw them beforehand and use 1/2 cup of thawed frozen cranberries in place of the fresh ones. Liver Rescue Tea makes 1 serving. This earthy tea is just strong enough to bring together all of the incredible properties of burdock, clover, dandelion and nettle, and it's also mild enough for anyone to consume. Adjust the honey until the sweetness is just to taste. It's a great idea to make a batch of this tea in the morning and leave it in the refrigerator to sip warm or cold throughout the day. Take 2 cups of water, 1 teaspoonful of dried burdock root, 1 teaspoon of dried red clover, 1 teaspoon of dried dandelion, 1 teaspoon of dried nettle leaves, and 2 teaspoons of raw honey, optional. Bring the water to a boil in a small saucepan or kettle. Remove the water from the heat and add the herbs. Allow the tea to steep for 15 minutes or more. Strain the tea and pour into a mug. Stir in the raw honey if desired, and enjoy. Tips: store-bought tea bags can be used as well when loose tea is not available. Use 1 tea bag each of burdock root, red clover, dandelion, and nettle. Liver Rescue Broth makes 2 to 4 servings. This broth is warming liquid gold that you can sip all day long. Sometimes it can seem like a lot of effort to make broth, especially when you're looking at all those beautiful vegetable scraps that get left over at the end. This recipe contains a bonus coconut curry recipe that you can make out of those leftovers so everything gets put to use. Check it out in the tips. As an alternative, you can blend the broth with the vegetables for a pureed soup. Here's what you'll need: 1 bunch of celery, diced. 6 carrots, diced. 1 winter squash, such as butternut, cubed. 2 yellow onions, diced. 1 inch of ginger root, peeled and minced. 1 inch of turmeric root, peeled and minced. 1 cup of peeled and sliced burdock root. 1 cup of loosely packed cilantro. 6 cloves of garlic, peeled. 12 cups of water.